So today we are we're embarking something unprecedented.
It's a problem that a lot of people, a lot of Americans in general,
Russians. I'll be honest. First, let me introduce your boy Dan, your boy Bob, and nobody else.
It's just us two. This is the first time. It's going to be hard for you because you're so used to making fun of me.
With the someone. Crowd.
So now you're just going to make fun of me to my face.
But the thing is, it's not fun when you do something by yourself. That's why it's just like when I drink beer. I don't drink beer just, not like Thomas. I don't go to 7-Eleven by myself. I like to, when I do drink, I'm a social drinker. There's a reason it's called social drinking, because you only do it in social situations. I'll only, like, pick at your life when there's a group of people. When it's just me and you, I just feel like it's somewhat, to a degree, disrespectful.
Yeah?
And I was like, you know, Brittany, I gotta get up there, because your boy's gotta do his work. You know, I think we've gotten away from the fact that I'm a medical professional still. All right.
And I move boxes.
And you move boxes. But furthermore, I'm a medical professional. I need to intervene on some things. All right. There's some things that are changing, and they're changing kind of in the wrong way. They're spiraling out of control, just kind of like a hurricane that starts in the middle of the Atlantic. It just starts picking up speed, and bam. The whole city of Miami's underneath water.
Could you do like a test on Tom's liver and see if it's up to par with a normal 25 year old?
I can put like a little stethoscope to Thomas's liver and it sounds like this. But first, Thomas aside though, I mean, there's been other things that have been going on that, you know, that's kind of behind the scenes. That it's just, I think that needs to be addressed. And I think first and foremost, let's just get the monkey out off your back. You don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Oh, you heard about that?
No, I didn't hear it from anyone. I'm just assuming the fact that you haven't talked about it, so this is all news to me.
You're very observant.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not, like I said, I'm a medical professional. I tend to put patterns together. One, you haven't mentioned this bitch in like...
That's because she's a bitch, dude. That's why. Now fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. All right, so what the hell happened?
Oh man!
I said, "Fuck you!"
No man, I am bummed out about it. Believe it or not.
How come every time you always explain your ex relationships, you always tilt your head back and you close your eyes?
I'm trying to hold the feelings in, man. I'm holding in the tears. I'm holding in the tears, man. I'm not trying to go down like Tom, all right? Start drinking.
Go get your glass of wine, like you usually like to do.
Basically. It was all good. It was all Gucci when I was dating her, man. It was good. It was a good 2 months.
It's all Gucci?
It's all Gucci. You know who Gucci Mane is? Scoochie, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Never mind. It was all good.
Okay.
And it was a good time, man. The sex life was on point. Dude, it was good. It was good stuff.
You must have been spending a lot of money on wine, for sure.
But, and then, just hanging out with her was really fun. I actually really did enjoy hanging out with her. For the first time, I actually enjoyed dating someone, which was a big deal for me. And
yeah, because if we rehash on, what's that one girl that you were with, like, 2 years ago?
Stephanie?
Your boy Twitter painted! Your boy Twitter painted! 2 weeks later, fuck that bitch!
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God, that was rough, too. That was rough. But that was... my mistake. I learned from her how to handle this situation with this girl.
So what? So you went to the Padre with her and...
She wasn't a party girl. She was like me, man. She was kind of like, I don't want to do stuff. I just want to play video games, watch some anime, hang out, dude.
And she was shaped like a rectangle.
So I was enjoying dating her. You know, I really did like her. But I had some suspicions she was still talking to people, like talking to dudes, and she would send me like screenshots of her ex-boyfriend texting her. I'm like, why are you even replying to this guy? Like, why? The guy's a piece of shit.
The guy's a butt-ass naked picture.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'm like, the guy's a piece of shit. Why are you even like talking to this guy? And she's like, I'm not. I'm like, clearly you're replying to him. I was like, why are you even like acknowledging him? Kind of bugged me a little bit. But I was like, all right.
How long ago was this? Like, in time, like. Couple weeks back, a few months back.
This, well, when I started having suspicions?
Yeah.
Or when I dumped her?
I think, wouldn't it kind of be in the same, like, week?
How long? Like 1 or 2 weeks, I had my suspicions, and then I ended that shit.
Okay, so you had your suspicions. Then
I had my suspicions.
Then how'd you come to your conclusions?
I'm not proud of what I did, Dan. I'm not proud of what I did.
Okay, good.
But, you know, I feel like I'm very insecure because I did it. But since I set up all her gaming information and stuff on her accounts on her PC, I knew her password. So I logged into her Instagram.
Oh my god! What a freaking nerd!
Yeah, I know. I logged into her Instagram, and boom, there it was, man. All the proof I need, and I was like,
on her Instagram.
On her Instagram, yeah, she was like private messaging dudes, sending them pics and flirting with them and shit.
What kind of pics?
Pics of her like standing, she's got like a little bit of her tummy hanging out, and like, and then like
nothing sexier than a panis hanging.
No, she didn't have a gut. Like it's just like she had like a belly shirt on, like. You know, one of the short tops or whatever they're called.
I know you're into that BBW
hey, stuff. Man. No, it wasn't like that. But then she was, like, flirting with the guys. And, like, I'm just like, that's so fucked up, man. That pissed me off. So then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to waste my time with this girl like I did with Stephanie. I let that shit drag on for too damn long. So I sent her the screenshot. Hey, I logged your Instagram. My bad. I feel bad I did it. But, I mean, I caught what you... I mean, I caught you, you know, like... I got you, bitch! I got you, bitch! I got you!
No, you're like hiding outside Rouse's dressed as a bush. I got you! Bobby, how long have you been waiting there? I've been here for 16 hours. But I got you!
I got you!
Finally! All the proof I need!
Oh, man. I'm not proud of what I did, man. I'm not proud of it.
You're following her around, you know, around town. With, you got a little fun saver Kodiak camera. I got you, bitch!
Oh, wait, do these bad boys print? I'm waving the picture with my hand with Polaroids. Oh, this one came out boring. Hold on. Let me get a new one.
Hold on. Can you... Excuse me, cheater. Can you get in the frame? Okay, don't move. Just don't move.
Oh, man. So I sent her the screenshots. And
you took
like,
screenshots?
I took... Hell yeah, I took screenshots, man. I took.
Why?
Because I wanted to send her to him. Like, hey, this shit...
You
I'm not done.
You could just have confirmed with her that, like, I saw it. You had to prove to her that you saw it.
Yeah, well, I just sent her a screenshot, like, hey, this ain't cool, I'm not cool with this, you know, I'm not happy, whatever, and then she's like, oh, you're probably gonna dump me, and I was like, yeah, probably, but I'm not gonna do that over the phone, and, I'd rather do that in person, and then,
So you hit it in front of her house, says Bush, we're all done.
But then, like, so I sent her that, you got a call?
Thomas.
Oh, and put him on speaker, man.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, dude, we're doing a podcast, all right? No. Call me later.
Are you really?
Yeah, call me later.
Well, dude, can I be your guys' first call-in guest?
Oh my god,
it is!
Even so, we're doing that old segment called This Bitch, and we're talking about talking about Bobby's ex-girlfriend.
Oh man, this bitch, that's a classic.
Well, we're midway through the story. We're not going to rehash on everything we just said. You're a
horrible. I've probably heard the story. Let's be honest.
You're a horrible phone-in guest.
Well, I just want to say I'm honored to be the first, you know, call-in guest on Pro Night.
What's sad is that the only other person who's gonna view this is the call-in guest also.
Maybe Misty.
Maybe if Bob uploads it fast enough, we can play it for Misty tonight.
Oh man, freaking! It'll be like maybe for Aubrey's next birthday next year.
That's what I said. By the time technology improves to the fact that we can download it to our human body, I think that's when I'll see this podcast.
By the time this bitch, airs. Bobby will already have like 3 kids in high school going through the same thing.
And, but we'll do a podcast about his daughter. This bitch. All right. Well,
I think this might be the first time that your call-in guest may arrive for a live show as well.
Oh, that'd be huge. That'd be huge. Today we advertised the show as having two guests, but little do they know it's gonna be the same guy. We have a phone-in guest and a live guest, and also we're gonna have a live studio audience, all the same person.
Oh, man.
All right, just call me back later.
All right, later.
Oh, all right, man.
So drunk, so, dude.
I'm a 7-Eleven.
Where was I though? Oh, so I sent her the screenshots, and she was like, "Oh fuck, all right, well." What else do you, are you gonna log in everything else of mine? I was like, no, I don't have to. I already got my proof, you know. And so she's like, okay. She's like, I feel really bad. She's like, yeah, I fucked up. I said, yeah, you fucked up pretty bad. And so
can I have a pizza?
So and then I told her I'd rather talk about it in person. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't know. I just feel bad doing over the text.
Why
man.
Do you feel bad?
It's just, I'm 25 years old. I feel like I should have a little more mature than text it. I'm done. You know, I don't know.
You're 25 years old and you're setting up someone's gaming system. So, I mean.
Hey, man.
So, let's not talk about maturity. Don't talk about maturity.
Hey, man, that's just our hobbies, all right? All right? But. So, later that night, I quit writing her back. And then, like, later...
Texting
her back. Texting her back.
I was humping her. And then I decided, this is no
longer... I got you, bitch! I got you!
This no longer suits me.
But, so then, like, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, she called me, like, crying and freaking out. And she's like, I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm like, what do you want me to do about that? Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
that would have been an excellent time to send her a picture on Instagram and say, with you flipping her off, like, how's it feel, bitch?
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. Dude, she's
like, you gotta call me for this, all right? This is why. Forget my medical advice. My comeback advice is even better. That's why it's like, you know, you caught her on Instagram. Now you're sending her an Instagram shot of you just saying,
but yeah, you bitch.
I said, bitch.
But, and
I think even she would have respected that. She would have looked at the Instagram and she's like, damn.
Damn. Okay.
Also, I respect your Instagram game.
And she's like crying. She's like, I can't even breathe. I'm like, well, you need to relax a little bit. It's not the freaking end of the world, you know? Like, I mean, I'm me. Like, I'm not that.
Give yourself some credit, though. Maybe she's like, you know, she's feeling the flow. She was all
obviously not enough if she feels like she has to talk to the other guys. Dude, that's how I fucking look at it.
That's a good point.
Obviously, I can't provide her enough attention she needs. And, like, so I was like, she's like, you're not even saying anything. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, what do you want me to fucking say? And she's just like, I just, you know, I want you to say something. I'm like, well, I mean, you fucked up. I'm like, what you did's pretty fucked up, you know? And she's like, yeah. And again, I apologize. I was like, I'm sorry I logged into your stuff, but, I mean, I had my suspicions and I was proved right. So, you know, I don't know. My mom and Tom say that since I caught her, that it makes it okay that I log into her stuff, but I still kind of feel iffy that I logged into her stuff, man. I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is.
It shows I'm a little insecure,
I
guess.
Were they good shots? Were they good pictures? Or?
What?
Did you save them, or?
No, I deleted everything, but she sent me, dude. I fucking got rid of her, man.
What a gentleman.
Dude, I cut her off. I cut her off, dude. Fuck.
So how long were you with this girl?
Almost 2 months. Probably about 2 months.
I'm in love.
I wasn't in love, but I was enjoying it. I enjoyed hanging out with her.
I had one report from Thomas, which, okay, let's just throw it out there. He's not the greatest source, all right? I'll throw it out there. But he's like, this fool is in love. This fool is aggravated. Oh, he's probably drunk when he said
yeah, it.
Precious alcohol soaking in the shack.
Probably was. I mean, I was Twitter painted, but I enjoyed hanging out with him.
What's the difference between Twitter painted and being mildly in love?
Well, you know my definition of hooking up, so from the previous episodes.
Even when you're looking at your Instagram, that was hooking up for you.
That's what I'm saying, Bob. You shouldn't get down on yourself. You know, relationships are like, you know those little games when you're like kindergarten, you have the circle peg, the triangular peg, and the square peg? You're a square peg in body and in mind.
Physical world.
But you like circles. You like women who are shaped like circles. But you're a square.
And right? I like pizza triangles.
It's perfect.
That's my life.
But the thing is, you gotta do square, you gotta get your square peg in, your circular woman, and your pizza.
And your pizza, it all comes together. That's what I'm saying.
See, even your first girlfriend, what was her name? The 600 pounder?
600 pounder?
Yeah, the one that I carried this bitch.
Oh, Jenny.
She was in a circle. All right, you're trying to fit her square body into a circle peg.
And then we had pizza that night.
But the pizza was there. I mean, yeah, the pizza was there. That's a solid peg in your life.
See, pizza's always been there for me.
You gotta get the bobby peg filled, the square peg, and then you're just missing the circular peg. That's all you're missing. Man. I mean, your boy's already a driver. Your boy.
Not yet, man. I'm working. I'm still getting there.
That's so funny.
No, I didn't get it. I mean, I don't know if I got it or not. I mean, I put my name on the list.
Are you gonna have pegs on your bike so you can take your friends?
But, so basically, she was freaking out and crying and shit, and then. She's like, you're going to dump me. I'm like, yeah, probably, most likely. You know. And she's like, you're not even trying. You're just giving up. I'm like, I don't do this
in person?
No, this is on the phone. And she called me in the middle of the night.
So did you ever go to the
No. She got my answer over the phone.
The way you made it
sounded because like, she wanted me.
I was a man. I was a gentleman.
Well, because she wanted me to talk about it. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to do it now and just get it over with because she's freaking crying for answers. So, and I gave her my answer. So, like, she was, I was like, I don't do second chances. I was like, if you can't fucking appreciate the kind of boyfriend I was with you, then you can fuck off, basically.
What kind of boyfriend were you?
Like, yeah, I was. Dude.
The pizza was always there.
Not, you know, I gave her a lot of things, but granted, I never wanted those things or needed them. I wasn't even going to sell them because they're not worth money.
Did you buy her stuff?
I didn't really buy her. I mean, I bought her food, obviously, but like, I didn't really. Most of the stuff I gave her.
I bought her feed.
Most of the stuff I gave her was things that were up in the attic that I haven't touched in 3 years, and I'm like, I'm never going to do anything with these. So, like, I gave her, like, an old desk I had because she got a computer from her dad.
So, you wonder why this chick's cheating on you. You're just dumping your garbage on your
She wanted it. And I gave her a lamp. That my boy Mitchell gave me, which I never ended up using, so he didn't want
that star projector that paid $250 for it.
And then a graphics card for a computer, which really they aren't worth a lot of money anymore. Those ones weren't, so I didn't. They're not worth selling. And so gave her that.
She sounds like this girl made it clean.
She did make it fucking clean. She got an iPhone charger out of it. I got her fucking spandex pants, is what I got out of it, and fucking broken heart, is what I got out of it, man. Fuck. So she ended up with my fucking iPhone cord and she had a couple of my favorite books and two mangas. See that gap in the bookshelf there at the top? They're gone. That's driving me crazy.
I did notice that.
That's driving me crazy. But she did offer to give them back. She's like, let me know. Like a few days later, she's like, let me know whenever you want to get your stuff. I was like, you can keep it or throw it away. I'm not worried about it.
What are you complaining about?
I'm like, come on, man. I mean.
What are you complaining? You had the opportunity to get it back.
Yeah, but then I have to go see her, and then she's going to start crying and trying to, yeah, fucking, man.
This is why I wish Thomas was here. Because look at this. The breakup sex is always the best, all right? Like, you go back there, the emotions are...
Bro, I know, dude. She's probably banging dudes behind my back, and I'm not getting back in that shit, dude. Fuck.
But ask Thomas about this. I'm not here to, you know, spill all his dirty laundry, but, you know...
Definitely Tom is. I can't even imagine what Tom went through with that shit.
He's the king of breakup sex coming back. You know, you can see her again. It's 100% shot.
Well, Tom falls in love really quick too. So
I mean, you guys are both prone to being heartbroken for sure.
Yeah, I do fall pretty quick. Yeah, but I never said I'm in love.
I know for a fact you're up on that stuff. You're like, I'm in love.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it. But
she might have been a scientist. I mean, look at how she graphics card gameplay. What? I mean,
no, I had to do all that shit for her. She didn't understand how to do that crap, dude. But then, like, so like,
well, how old was this girl?
She was 20.
On a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, like
looks wise.
Well, looks wise, not relative. Like, I'm talking like. Number zero would be Richard Simmons because you're not quite sure if it's a male or female. And either way, it's butt ass.
I think that she's probably the cutest girl I dated, to be honest.
I mean, that's still Richard Simmons.
I think, to personally me, I think she's like
an
8.
An 8?
To me. It's not going to be to everybody.
I just told you not to use a relative scale. Like,
I mean, that's hard to tell.
How about if. For me, you, Tom, scale that.
Maybe a 6 or 7? I don't know, dude.
She's closer to Richard Simmons than a 6.
I don't know. Like, she wasn't fat, and she's a little thick.
Here
pretty.
We go. How much did she weigh, Bob?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. I learned not to ask her.
How much would you guess she weighs?
220? Like, no, 220. She wasn't even 200. Probably like
499.
Maybe 130, 140, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
That's
way out of your bracket.
I don't know.
That's why it didn't work, dude.
But, you know, like, so after all that, I found out I'm going to be taking classes. I was like, you know, I got to get focused. Or driving for UPS, so I gotta get focused. I gotta stay determined here. I can't let this distract me.
Gotta break that bread. For sure.
Yeah, I blocked her off Instagram, blocked her Facebook, took her off Steam, blocked her on Snapchat, blocked her Steam's gaming computer, and fucking blocked her roommate too because I don't want to fucking hear her stupid ass roommate. I can't stand her roommate. And
that's the reason to break up with somebody. I don't
know. Oh, dude, her roommate's so fucking annoying. She's like this feminist, opinionated, annoying chick. Like. When we first kind of started dating, like officially, she like Lillian, which is her name. I don't think you ever
Lillian.
Lillian is her name. Yeah.
Lesbian.
No, I always thought Rugrats, Phil and Lil for sure. Like,
but is the girl a lesbian?
No. Wait, her roommate or, yeah, her or roommate. My girlfriend?
I would hope that you're. That would get yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she is, but she probably could go both ways. She's definitely a fat, fat feminist, ugly, annoying, opinionated chick. So pretty soon she's gonna have the short bangs that come down to here, and then you know she's gonna be. That's like the typical lesbian.
All she needs is to borrow your fancy boots, and there you go, man.
Yeah, heck yeah.
My UPS shorts.
But like one time we were dating. I had a problem with something she posted. She posted a picture of her, like, which was should have been a sign to begin with. She posted a picture of her underwear, and I was like, "Hey, man!" I told her, I was like, "Hey, that makes me uncomfortable. I appreciate it if you post things like that."
You're the beneficiary. Like, since I've known you, for on and off for a decade almost. Like, you've been the beneficiary of nudes. Like, yeah,
to
beyond
me, to me. But when I'm your boyfriend, you don't post that shit online for all these other guys.
It's not a two-way road, dude. It's a one-way street, man. It's either one or the other.
Yeah, is it just sending?
You can't benefit from the nudes and be like, "Bitch, you can't do nudes."
No, like she can send them to me because I'm her boyfriend. She doesn't need to be posting them online, getting all these other guys' attention, fishing for compliments and shit. Like, come on, that's annoying. It's just annoying more than anything. So I told her that makes me uncomfortable, you know, but she'd kind of consider my feelings about it. She's like, okay. So she's like, okay, I didn't think about that. I took it off. And her roommate was like, well, this is my feminist opinion. I think that you're trying to be
too. Wait, she premised her opinion by saying.
Yeah, she's like, this is my feminist opinion, you know. And
this is my man, dick.
I was like, shut the fuck up, yeah, bitch. I'm a square. I got a circle. I get my triangle. You're a parallelogram. I don't want you here.
Get your rhombus ass out of here.
I ain't got no room for mock jaw.
Come on, bust your hypotenuse ass out of here.
Oh, man. So, like, she's like, you're just trying to be controlling. You should let her post what she wants. I'm like, bitch. I was just like, pretending. I started pretending I was asleep. I'm like,
you're standing, I was you're like, standing up.
Me and Lillian were laying in bed, and then her roommate was sitting on the edge of the bed.
Your girlfriend's Lillian.
My girlfriend's Lillian.
Oh, what's her? I thought the other
girlfriend and her roommate's name is Abby. Which is, I just think poopy, that, yeah, because that's Abigail. Yeah, no, that's, Abby.
I mean, definitely lesbian. And
so she's like, "This is my feminist opinion. Yeah, I think you're trying to be too controlling." Yeah. And I was just like, "Oh my god!" Once you said feminist opinion, I was like, "I just shut you out. I don't even fucking want to listen to you."
Shut the fuck up!
I need a glass of water.
So like, she was like waiting for a response, and I was just like, pretending I was asleep. I had my eyes closed. I'm like, I'm not even fucking dealing with it. And then she ended up leaving. And I was like, oh, and her even Lillian's like, "Oh my god, that's so annoying. I'm sorry," but man, so yeah, I blocked him off, and then she's like, why are you being so mean to me? I'm just trying to be cordial about it. And I'm like, I didn't even write her back, so I haven't talked to her since. And I was like, that was last Saturday and Sunday. I mean, all week I was in class, I was focused, you know, I was bummed. Then Friday night I came home, I'm like, since I don't have work to distract me, I'm kind of like,
I'm getting bummed out,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. First, I'm married, so this is a lot different. But back in the day, you know, when you're like, you know, when you're single, like, there's 6 out of 7 nights of the week, 5 out of 7 nights of the week to be home by yourself, not to have anything. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. But then, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, you're just like,
they're like, it's something like, before I met her, man, your boy was strong. He was independent. Well, I'm not independent financially, but independent mentally.
My
like,
mom
you
did
know.
My laundry. Yeah.
Hey, I do my own laundry, all right? This well, Tom's true. The one who has her iron clothes, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I was like, you know, I like being alone. Then I dated this chick for a couple months, and I got used to that lifestyle and having someone there. So now I'm kind of like,
How often are you hanging out with this chick?
I was hanging out there every 2 days. I go over there, stay up there. She lived in Tatchby, so it's like right up the road. You know.
What is she? What's her like? What was she doing with her life?
She was working at the Marriott Hotel, so it wasn't like
she was a prostitute. I know. I just something suspicious.
I saw you on Union. I don't know how the hell you came to Bakersfield.
She has like leather straps, like a leather thong. I'm very suspicious.
There's a pimp walking with a leash on her.
Something about this isn't that enough. You want a pizza though, bitch? You want to be a circle pick? Dude, if you ever, next girlfriend you have, you better have the square, circle, and triangular peg and be like, all right, bitch, this is how it goes. Your boy's a square. This is the pizza. How much you weigh? You're going to be the circle.
No piggyback rides. I don't do that anymore.
If we're at Disneyland, I mean, I can understand.
1 mile. But you better look at my wiener.
1 mile max.
Oh, man. So,
so it's done.
It's done. Yeah. Even though I do miss her. I do, because I did have fun with her. I did have a lot of, it was last hanging out with her. It was just good times hanging out with her. I do miss her, which kind of, that's what last night I was kind of like, man, I kind of, it's so quiet now. I'm used to having a girl here.
I want to be loud.
Yeah. Which, dude, the sex was great. Which was a first for me. So that was
another thing. That's what kind of, above all else, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, it was great, man.
I mean, I don't honestly want to hear about, you know, the circle and the square, but this is a huge milestone.
It was, dude. It was a big step.
Honestly,
for me, man.
Sadly, it's not even a milestone for you. It's a milestone for you, boy. when just here, I'm like, tear up. That's my mind.
I'm so proud that girl so fast.
I'm like, I'm hiding as a bush outside.
Oh, he's so loud.
Lillian's like, why is that bush crying? Oh, don't mind that. It's been there for years.
But yeah, it was good. We did have some rough stones that were rough patches.
Rough stones?
Basically, it wasn't working for the first like week or two having sex. I was like, look, it's not happening. It wasn't coming. You know, same old story.
Same old Bob.
Same thing. She would get all things. She's like, oh, I guess I'm not sexy enough for you. I'm like, it's not that. Trust me, it's not that. And
dude, you should have like a chart ready for whenever that happens, you know, and just like, you know, those little pull out sticks. See, I'm a square.
Based off physics, circles and squares you can't go through each other.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Listen to this idea. I thought about this when I was in I think I might have hit you up on this. Because when I was in 7th grade, me and my friend, you know, God bless his soul, he's dead now, though. We were talking, we're like, hey, wouldn't life and relationships be so much easier if, like, your penis and a vagina were shaped, like in really specific shapes, like...
Oh, like a mold of your penis.
Right, exactly. But, like, you know, there's either triangles, circles, squares... Or like crescent moons.
That way
diamonds.
You can know that you're compatible.
Exactly.
That is a good point.
Exactly. So like, you know, like you'd be like, oh, you know, what's up, baby girl? What's up with you? And then, you know, you show each other your stuff and you're like, oh, bitch, I'm a crescent moon. Like, you're a square, bitch. Like, and that's over.
That's what, you know, on their Instagram profile, it'll say square, triangle. For sure. So you know, if you're, you know, not
for
to waste
sure.
your time.
You know, like the male symbol, that little cross that points up. That looks like a boner that's like kind of dented. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would have it tattooed on your thing. But then, you know, if you want to be freaky, you know, like, yo, girl, I'm a triangle, but, you know, I know you're a square. Like, what's up, baby?
Let's make this work.
You know?
Ah! This isn't working!
I mean, like, what's up?
My God! What have I done?
Evolution doesn't want this! But I'm saying, like, you know, they'd be the freaks. So, you know, like, the triangles try to get the squares. I mean, like, I'm not sure about the geometry, but if I'm looking at a square, you know, you can get, like, an equilateral triangle, a couple right triangles
in
there.
You can wedge it in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a wedge, dude.
Exactly. But can you imagine, like you and Lillian, you'd be like, dude, so what's wrong? Like, well, I'm a diamond, and you're a rhombus. And it's just not going to work. And so there she goes. And then, like,
it's just basic physics.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. And then there would be like some really heartfelt stories, like, you know, a couple that overcame the odds. Like, she's a circle, I'm a rectangle.
She had her
but
sex
we
change.
We made it happen. We're together.
I went to surgery, had a shape change.
This is like a branding iron that is just courage. Like,
oh, man. But yeah, the sex was good though. It took a while. It took a couple weeks to figure out how to get me to come. And I
how
got
the
right to position. I tried out different positions, man, and I got the one that worked. One that where I wouldn't gas out because I'm like, I'm out of shape, obviously. You know that I'm a square, so I gas out quickly. So I had to find a position that, you know, I can keep going and not gas out, and that was the key. So I got that down, and it was pretty nice, man. It was really nice, actually.
I mean, this is what I've never understood. I guess a lot of it is your porn watching for sure. Like, that's a huge issue. But, like, even your boy over here has seen a thing or two in his day. But the time is that sex. Even the first couple times, No problems. It was just like,
Dan,
wham,
I don't
bam,
think you understand.
Thank you. There's seven people in the room when I did it. Thank you. High fives.
See, Dan, that's the thing. You're a Crescent Room. I'm a different, completely different shape. I don't think you understand how much I masturbate, Dan.
You're an infinity sign.
Yeah, I'm just, dude, I'm going at the speed of light, man.
Do you want to hear your story?
Yeah, of course.
Look it. Believe this or not. And I know it's going to be hard for you to believe. But from my first day of BC, like when I 2007 to like almost like 2010-ish, 11-ish. What do you think? It was a good couple of years. Didn't masturbate once.
I would pop. I'd explode, dude. My nuts would just inflate and just...
Dude, you already got a great job as a lifeguard, dude. Not so much as the lifeguard, but you'd be the flotation device. Your balls would be like balloons.
Oh, dude, that was one thing. I didn't have sex for a couple weeks. I didn't think I had sex with her until 3 weeks of dating. Because I was like, I just want to take the time. You know, I'm not trying to jump in this too quick. She's like, okay. So
show up at her house, but naked. It's time.
It's time. Dude, the blue balls, man. Just having flashbacks, dude. Blue balls are just this... horrible thing. I don't know who designed us as a species, but they're dumb for putting blue balls as a problem that we have.
That's what I'm saying. If I was a designer, crescent shapes, squares.
Oh man, blue balls were just, it was brutal. I was like, oh god, I forgot how awful this is.
I need a pizza. I need ice cream.
Then after we figured out the right position for me and her.
What is that?
Great.
What is
great,
that?
Man.
What is the position?
I don't want to go into details about that, man.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I lay on my side.
I'm asleep.
I lay on my side, and she kind of lays on hers, and then
we have the delivery.
We're like rabbits, dude. Just like a humping rabbit. Just like a power drill, dude.
You don't move the entire time.
No, I'm saying I can't. I won't get gassed out. I'm not holding myself over my arms, my leg. You know, my body doesn't get physically exhausted when I'm doing that. And that's. It worked for me. It worked for me and her. You know, like she got off with me a lot, so it was really easy to make to come. Personally.
Okay, see that's where the details need.
Oh my god, whatever. But that's that. The sex life was great. It was awesome. But you know, I don't think it's worth it if she's gonna be doing that kind of stuff behind my back, even when I even confront her about it. She kind of lied about it.
So I guess I'm kind of confused. Like, okay, you told me she was giving Instagram pics to her ex boyfriend.
It was just some other guy, but she was still. Texting and talking to her ex-boyfriend.
But what are the pictures? Like, just...
It was only one picture of, like, her, like, standing. She's kind of, like, trying to... she's just standing there. Like, no, she's kind of, like... She got her hips out, you know. She's trying to show off a little bit, you know.
She's in, like, that 19th century, like, poofy garb. Like, all the way to her neck with, like, 100 strap boot buttons. Just standing still. Oh, I knew it. I was suspicious from day one. She had a big old hat with a feather in it. Yes.
She's in a sleeping bag.
I caught her.
You can tell. No, she was trying to post. She was trying to send him a little like, here's my, trying to show off her curves a little bit. And it bothered me. I don't know if that's me being insecure or just like immature about it, but it bothered me, so I didn't.
Well, my feminist opinion.
Yeah,
she should be able to send naked pictures to any man.
Yeah, it really bummed me out because I really did like dating her. It was fun, and I looked forward to dating her for a long time. You know,
but
it was fun.
Bob, how old are you right now?
I'm 24.
24.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was married when I was 24.
Yeah,
actually.
It was a completely different life. It's like we're different shapes, dude. We're different shapes, like you said.
Yeah, born crescent.
Hey, but I am getting there though. You know, I took my driving test, my driving classes. I did classes all week. Passed the classes.
I'm shaving my dick into a crescent moon.
I got a hammer and a pick, dude. Just fucking regging it every day. I'm changing it. But so pretty soon I'll be doing Saturday deliveries instead of full time.
I just can't.
Not on a bike.
I can't
not on
fathom
a bike.
That a bike is a mode of delivery. I really think they're like behind closed door. They're like, this fucking idiot right here thinks he's actually gonna be on the bike.
Because they have little envelopes that, you know, if they put those in the trucks, it's just slowing the truck stuff.
How big is your service area if you're on a
bike?
It's
not very big. It's like maybe like a few blocks. I don't think you're going miles and miles out of town going all the way to fucking Arvin on a bike. It's been 8 hours. Where are you at? Oh, I'm at Railsdale Highway right there by it.
So you've moved 200 feet since I last called you.
Yeah, I think
it's hot. 50
degrees. I think they I think it's through Oildale right there.
And you're gonna ride a bike through Oildale?
I'm white. What am I gonna be worried about? It's not like I'm a black dude. It doesn't matter. Still, I mean, but having the white skin does help a little bit. I mean,
if you get to wear your shorts to show off your white legs, that's for true. Sure. That's the whitest that's part true. About you, for sure.
I don't know, man. Like, my teacher said that if you can get a biker out to take it, because she said it'll teach you a lot, and you get driver's pay, which is $18.50 an hour.
Did anybody else take the bike route?
Yeah, Tom. When Tom worked, there was a guy who took the bike route. I don't know. He probably wasn't shaped like me. I'm sure he was a little fit. But
what are you gonna do when you encounter a speed bump or a hill? I'm retired. Like, I can just imagine you on the bike, just like don't, and then speed bump comes up, and then you're slowly making it, and you just kind of go reverse.
This is where all those piggybacks riders came in my favorite.
Dude, better be carrying. Have you ever seen those big old? Like at sporting events, they'll have like a big old satchel and it's like refrigerated and they keep the ice creams in there whenever they're just. You definitely got to invest in one of those, dude, for sure. Because
I'm going to have one of those water backpack things, but it's just going to be with melted ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Milkshake. When you get to a hill and stuff and you're just like. Dude, you just eat some ice cream. Bye.
Squeeze the ice cream.
Bobby sandwich. Wayne! Away! I can't imagine that we are in 2015 right now and we're still doing bike routes like as a mode of delivery.
Man. Hey, I guess I'm done, dude.
I think they're pulling your leg over there. They're like,
no, I've seen the bikes before. I saw them Thursday.
It was just some guy Schwinn that they found in the trash.
There was like a whole bunch of bikes and they have the trailer things that they haul behind them and stuff, so. But most likely I'll be driving by then, so I won't be doing a bike route. Because I have the highest seniority in my class, so I'll be the first one to go full-time, to get the chance to go full-time. You know, I could fail that, and then I have to wait another 6 months to try again.
What do you mean fail?
Because you have a 30-day probation, and if you're not up to par with their standards, then you can get washed out. Then you have to wait 6 months until their next class.
But how do you fail that, though? Like, you just not show up to where you have to go?
You could be too slow or not showing, you're not improving, or you're like when the driver I went with yesterday said a lot of the new drivers are lazy and they don't want to do exactly what they're supposed to do, so they'll try to find different ways to do it, and that pisses the boss off and stuff, so they'll get washed out like that. So we're like, going to be doing what I'm supposed to do.
So look at this, as your coach, I'll say this. You first day you show up at the drive, you get your driving job. Don't do shit the entire day. Just like seriously, and then the next
work
day,
my way up.
Yeah, next day do two deliveries. The next day do four. By the end of the day, you'll be at the end of the month. You'll be doing your regular job.
There
and
you
then
go.
Like, man,
there you
this
go.
Is fucking but improving.
Once I pass my 30-day probation, Frank, the driver I was with, he said, no matter how bad you are at your job, he said you're not going to lose your job because you're in it. So that's kind of
dude,
a plus.
If you haven't already lost your job for being off of work for 2 years, like, then I can fire you now. I'll tell you that much.
Union, man. That's the strong union right there. That's why I'm glad I still have a job. I'm very appreciative of that.
But they definitely enjoy their employees there. Not so much their television screens, but definitely the employees are top notch.
Oh, man. But I did drive the big. They have all that beer, dude. Thomas is here.
What are you doing? Are you pouring like a 20-ounce bottle? That is a strong.
All that beer piss, dude.
That is a strong.
Make sure you make it in the toilet, not on the seat. But I had to drive for our driving test. I have to drive like the fucking oldest piece of shit truck they have. It's like no power. My grandma made that. Lillian gave that to me.
I love her.
It's like an old. No power steering stick shift, dude. It was fucking piece of crap. But your boy drove that through Oildale when skids were out. Your boy was dodging. You know, I tore it up, man. I driven the truck. No, I didn't make deliveries, but I did drive the trucks through Oildale and stuff. And they told us where to go and stuff. So I did drive the big trucks. So
did you have that moment like where you're climbing in the truck? You know, you stepping on the step and you're just like in your head internal dialogue. I've made it.
Oh, I will be like that once I finish my 30-day probation and they tell me you made it. Then I'll be like, yeah, boy, I made it. Time for some triangle pizza.
Jump in the air, click your hero, all-time stuff.
Freeze frame.
You've been up there for 2 days now. I'm just enjoying the moment.
Let me have this.
I need ice cream.
I've been waiting a long time for this. Man.
Dude, so, best case scenario is that you are delivering for, like, Nestle, and you're delivering their ice creams around.
Oh, dude, that was nice yesterday. It was Frank. We did East Side stuff, and we delivered to the Taco Bell on Wee Patch right there. And he made a joke. He's like, oh, yeah, usually these guys give me a free drink. And they're like, oh, we can get, yeah, here. And they give us 2 large free drinks. I was like, that's what's up, dude. For free, on the house, dude. I made it, dude. Yeah, I made it. This is it.
A free Dr. Pepper. I smoked Coke, but I got 3 free Dr. Pepper.
I got water. I got ice water. I was thirsty. I was parched.
That is on point.
But, yeah, it was fun, though. But I wasn't doing the hard part of knowing where to go. He's just like, here, the house is right there. You just take the box over there. But, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm stressed out about it.
Can you agree with me on this? You already worked at UPS. I just feel like the bike route is just like, oh, shit, we're not going to get this guy a car, so let's get this little asshole like some kind of hope or something.
It's all smalls when you're in a bike. And the smalls can slow a driver down because they're taking stops for this one little thing. So that we can take that on a bike while the drivers do the big stuff.
It just seems stupid to me. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a very...
I don't think they have a whole lot of bikers. I think there's like 1 or 2, maybe.
But at that point, you should just have a mail truck.
Yeah, like something smaller. Like, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, whatever, but...
I'm a piece of shit. But anyways, so now...
I'm getting there. I'm getting closer, all right?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of...
Moving up.
Bobby, you've ejaculated. Bobby, you're slowly becoming... you might become a driver. Like... This we did a podcast earlier in the year. We did a podcast earlier. Man. You're a handicap. You're down and out. You're square. Literally.
Still square.
And you didn't have a job. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting there, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I'm working on the other hand, though. On the other hand, we have our studio.
Thomas is here, by the way.
We have our studio audience up here. See Thomas.
Also, the phone call.
That's what I'm saying. But okay.
Was I on the air when you made that? When I made that phone call?
Oh yeah, we're already 30 minutes deep into it. But that's what I'm saying is the trajectory of Bobby's life right now and the trajectory of Thomas's life. It's they're 2 different ways. All right, like you're going straight uphill, baby. Thomas, on the other hand, I mean, if we can scoop this guy out of a dumpster at 7-Eleven, you know. That's a good take for him. Because Thomas over here, he's got a job. You know, he's got a
good job.
He's got a fantastic job.
Yeah, amazing job.
He doesn't do shit all day. Anyways,
he drinks all day.
But that's just what I'm saying. He peaked.
He got 25.
Hey, how long you been working over at that place? Like 8 months, 9 months? 9 months?
Since February, so about 8 months.
And since February, it's been a slow downward slide.
It's just getting worse.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now, he's eating cookies. Hey, Mom. Mom, say something, Mom. What is this? Card? No one cares about cards.
That's what I'm saying. So, Thomas, on one hand, you know, he was where you are right now 8 months ago. And
about to ride a bike.
But hey, at least I can ride a bike. You'll be too drunk. You'll fall over, man. You're gonna have all these problems. We get a DUI for
RUI. Riding under the influence.
Delivering under the influence DUI. I'm saying that, like, okay, Bobby, just briefly to conclude this program. Briefly express your concerns for your brother.
Oh, man, let me get real close for this one. You know, alcohol and being an alcoholic is a serious problem. A lot of people, it's just, you know, it's sad seeing, you know, my brother. I love my brother. It's hard seeing him go down that path.
Hard seeing you down that path.
And there's only so much I can do, you know.
There's nothing you can do.
And I just really hate seeing him go. I hate seeing him like this yet.
What happened?
Sorry.
Where's this fool at?
I don't. He's probably going to get more beer. I'm gonna get more beer, man. This is what I'm talking about, Dan. I have to see my brother like this.
I've never in my life, not once in my life, like, either gone to school and drink or gone to work and drink. Thomas has done both. All right.
Yeah, man. And he's at home drunk too. He's drinking. He's not just at work, not just at school.
And last night, Last night, just another, he just kept chugging beers. He invited me 9 o'clock last night. Oh, let's go get some beers. I was like, and you know, I was sitting there in my bed with my little like long nightcap on, my Charlie the Chocolate Factory pajamas. And I was like, Tom, what time is it? And he's like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Let's go get some beer. I was like, are you? And out of concern,
is this for real?
No.
I was like, this really happened?
Maybe this is a serious problem. I was in my nightcap at 9 o'clock.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what time you go to work.
No, but it was, you know, 9 o'clock at night. I was like, let's go get some beers. I was like, okay, like, all right. This fool and his girlfriend just chug it along, just chug it.
Oh, the girlfriend's the point of the problem, man.
You think?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
They're probably two different shapes, and that's making their life really hard on their relationship.
He's a circle. The thing is, he doesn't have the triangular peg in his life. That's the problem.
Yeah. See, I got that a little bit.
You got exactly.
Oh, I don't have the circle anymore. I got rid of that circle. The circle I don't need, apparently, because it's just causing problems, man. But the fool's just eating cookies just now. Do you think that was Milky is dunking his cookies? No, that was Miller Lite, dude. No. Miller Lite with fucking whiskey poured into it. You know.
But then again, I don't know what your definition of the first time I came over to you guys' house, I legitimately thought you were an alcoholic.
Yeah, and I never even drank. I had one beer when I was 19 at the time.
The second I walked in your house, they were like, oh, there's Bob. And I was like, oh, hey, Bob. And then you're like, and you just walked past me. You didn't even say hi. I was like, okay, see. And then your mom's like, yeah, he's become an alcoholic. And I was like, oh, it makes sense.
Man, I didn't even drink. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper or what? Because, like, I don't really drink ever.
I think it was a Mike Hurd lemonade.
Definitely not like Thomas.
That's true.
I don't drink like that.
I'm just saying,
my body can't handle it.
It's going to get to the point where he's going to drink himself into being a circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then who's, like, this is my question is, at me, I'm not your family, all right? Mm. I've sadly been drug along in this friendship for 10 years. Like, where do I intervene? Like... That's what I'm saying. Like, because no one wants to have that friend. They're like, oh, you're drinking too much. I mean, you're just trying to have a good time and stuff. But whenever I find this fool sucking some dude's dick for a Miller's Lite in the back alley of a 7-Eleven,
brown bagging it,
I'm gonna drive by. I'm gonna be hiding as a bush, and I'm gonna be like, okay, maybe I should intervene now.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotta get to that point.
I'll just watch him slowly slide. You know, just I want to get to the point where he's like, he hits rock bottom, like right before he sees the rocks on the bottom. I'll be like, you're doing too much.
That's he's gonna be in denial back by that point though. He's like, oh, I'm fine, I don't drink that much.
Let me suck your dick though. I was like, okay. Thomas, you have a good job, you can pay for it. No.
I got it. Your boss pays for your beer. Why are you doing this?
No.
Oh man.
That's what I'm saying. But the role, you don't hang out with Cody all that much.
I actually hung out with him last night because I was kind of down in the dumps. I was like, hey, dude, I need some bro time.
So
I hit him up and went down to this place.
So we had sex.
I sucked his dick.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so Cody.
I don't really hang out with him too much, though.
But
yeah.
you're friends with him, all right?
Yeah.
You're still friends with him. You see that dude taking the same route Thomas's life is going?
Yeah.
When do you intervene?
I would eventually say something.
Like,
I don't know how. I don't.
Right. You guys are really acting like.
Oh god, now he's yelling at us. He's an aggressive drunk.
This thing's kind of shaped like a beer. He's trying to drink it.
Oh man, now he's on the bed. Sweaty beer sweats are on my bed now.
That's what I'm saying though is like Cody, when he has a drinking problem like Thomas's. When do you intervene?
Well, I think if Cody drank as much as Tom, Cody would die because it's colitis for one.
That's true. So, that is true.
I don't know, man.
I guess my question is like your role as a friend. Like where do you come crashing and be like, that's my boy.
Savior.
I think after 5 dicks that he takes. For a couple beers, I think I'll be after like the third blowjob, I'll be like, you still got 2 more, right?
2 more. I'm counting.
And then after the 5th one, I'll be like, all right, man, you gotta stop drinking.
This fool's gonna be posted up on Union with my ex-girlfriend, dude, like Lillian.
with your feminist friend.
The feminist opinion friend, yeah. Oh, dude, I can't, oh my god, dude. I couldn't fucking stand her. That's...
That's for next week. That's for next week on this bitch.
Story. Yeah, that's when I'm like glad I don't have to fucking see her anymore. Jesus.
Like whenever your girlfriend has a like a bitch of a friend, like that is a deal breaker. No doubt about it.
She's so fucking annoying, dude.
No doubt.
So annoying, man.
Thomas, does Tori have any bitch friends? None?
No. She's good.
Oh, they bought me beers. So they're cool.
I sent vodka out of her butthole. She's good. I love her.
This fool's got an IV right now with Bud Light going through his veins. I know. Just like Drake and Josh. Have you seen that Drake and Josh episode where Josh takes the old lady out to the movie theater on a date and she has an IV and he pours the soda in her IV and she's like, and she taps her wrists so she can drink her fucking. Oh, I have to find that scene. It's a good scene, dude. It's classic.
My thing is, as a friend, a trusted medical worker, you know, I'm somewhat worried about my friend Thomas.
I'll tell you this, if I do take a bike route in Oildale, I definitely will be delving to his trailer park a few years from now, because that fool will be living in a trailer park if he keeps living this lifestyle, dude.
Yeah, I like Dan doesn't tell you that this fool gets wasted with his brother-in-law. What are you
talking about? Yeah,
but he's not at work when he does it, and he's probably drinking wine.
Wine.
That's wine. Classy wine. Class. Not 7-Eleven beer.
I was in the toilet all night. That's what I heard last night.
Hey, okay. Wine shit, dude.
On. I'm not doing it on the clock, all right, you bastard. And second of all, I'm not paying for it either, so that's what's up.
Yeah. And it's not. He's not getting wine from 7-Eleven.
I did buy a bottle of wine. It was like $65.
Yeah, I didn't pay any
of
the alcohol that I was drinking the other day.
I sucked every dude's dick there.
How many dicks have you sucked for that bottle of wine, Dan? For that wine.
I mean, for $65, I'd probably take one.
I've heard that firsthand. His father-in-law calls him cocksucker all the time. So, there might be a reason why.
Hey, all I know is that my sister never texted or called you saying, Dan's at 7-Eleven getting drunk, all right? I'll tell you that much. Because literally, I can count on one finger the amount of times Bobby has called me. And that was it. And it was concerning, all right? I'm going to throw it out there. It was very concerning.
Tom just Snapchatted me and he was drunk and he's 7-Eleven beer.
I was definitely like, tearing up, dude. It
was, for sure. It was hard to see. For sure. You know, your big brother, I mean.
It was a hard watch, you know, man.
It's up to me.
I look up to him. You know, he's smart. You know, he's got a good job. You know, I want to get like that, you know. But when he's doing stuff like that, I'm like, ah, man, what kind of example is he setting, dude? Like, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's a dilemma for me and you, Bob, because look at. As a little brother, where do you intervene?
Yeah.
Do I have to intervene before you, or do you do it before me?
I mean, what little brother intervenes on an older brother?
That's true. That's disrespectful.
That sounds like an episode of Seinfeld, dude. Never happens.
I feel like if that happened in China, like, you know how they're big on respect and honor? Like, you get your hands chopped off for disrespecting your brother.
Yeah, definitely. That's get what I'm your saying. Wiener chopped off so, while Tom's
like,
sucking it.
When after the fifth dick that this dude sucks, who's going to step in? Me or you? Because we know Bud's not going to. I remember that black dude. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. I guess after the sixth, what we'll do, we'll set up like an intervention. Like, I'll be like, you know, like, I'll offer him some beer, you know, say, hey, Tom, you can suck my dick for a beer. And right before he gets on his knees, I'm like, this is an intervention. Thomas, you haven't even drank any beer. I just want the dick.
It's just a habit now. It's just a habit. But what we should do is, Tori coming up tonight? She's got to pay for all that beer money, dude. Got to pay for all that beer money, dude. But like I'm saying, we need to get Tori in this because she might have bruises and stuff. Because this fool might be beating the shit out of her, and she's hiding. That's probably why she's not coming tonight. She's quote unquote working.
Exactly.
She's recovering.
Last night, I invited him and his girlfriend to a little get together at Rush, the trampoline house, and everything was good. You text me at midnight like, oh yeah, we'll be there for sure. Full calls me at 6:50. Oh, we'll be there for sure. Tori's getting off work. From 6:50 to 8 o'clock, I had nothing. No calls, man. No texts.
I
nothing.
Called you.
You call. All I saw is that night. That night when I saw Tori, after I prawned her off of Thomas, she had a big old sweater. She's probably hiding all the bruises.
Yeah, she's.
That was a big sweater, was it not?
No, it was. Was it? That's my sweater.
Exactly. It was a big. She's hiding.
There's
something.
A reason for that. Is when we were. Oh my goodness.
When I was beating the shit out of her.
We went to Clara's game, and she's sitting there, and then her bra broke, and then her bra was stabbed.
Probably because from her running away from you, yanking it back, dude. Probably, fuck. Yeah. Slammer, spinning in circles, holding onto it, slamming her into walls.
He's just probably mad because she doesn't have a dick, so she has to get beer.
But I mean, if you look next time I see Tori, I'm gonna get real close to her face and see if her makeup matches the other one, like around her eyes, dude. You know. She might have a big-ass black eye.
You look too much like Thomas, dude. It's going to be strikes of memory.
You know, I mean, we'll have to do another update, though, whenever.
To be fair, though, I mean, Tori seems like she can chug a beer or two more than Tom.
She has to keep up with that lifestyle this fool's living in, right? She's in pain so much, she's got to drink the pain away. Like
I think I did see her on the liver transplant list at work.
This fool's got two phones now. Like one's a
beer
phone. One's a throwaway phone. Yeah, beer phone, dude.
It's not illegal.
It is when you're driving in here at work.
Who's your dealer? I got my boy Sevens. 7-Eleven. You never call the time.
Seven. That's
mine. 7-Eleven there, 24 hours. I 69 for you.
I'll even put a thumb in your butt if you want it.
Sir, you can just buy this beer. No.
I insist.
No, sir. Please. Take a slurpee, please.
I want a beer slurpee.
Born cheat. I will suck your dick. It's against my religion. No. Oh, that feels nice. That's your beard, young man.
Oh, man.
I don't even want the beard. Yeah,
Thomas just straight up walked out of the room just now.
You probably could go beat your mom.
Hey, I better go check on her. We should probably end the episode so I can go save my mom.
All right.
So overall, you think I'm doing better?
Oh, for sure. Out of all the podcasts we've done, for sure, we've always been on the downside. This is the first cast.
I'm going way up. All right. We'll end this. Bobby Wayne. The Bobby Wayne is making his way up in life. The end.
Yo, bro, night.
Motherfucking bro, night.
Bro, bro, night.
Bro, night. Bro, night.
Bro, night.
Yeah.